No, I'm late. I apologize.
It isn't like you to miss appointments, Benson. You used to be so punctual.
Well, that was before I became lieutenant governor. Nowadays, it seems everybody wants to talk to me. I'm busier than Joan Collins at a frat party.
This job can get hectic at times. You need a detailed person to keep you to your schedule.
10 o'clock, Governor. Time for our meeting with Senator Chapman.
There. You see, Benson, that's what you need is your very own Clayton.
No, thanks. I already have a Mr. Potato Head.
All right. Benson, you need an administrative assistant. Clayton, you know all these up-and-coming young bureaucrats. Get some of them in here for Benson to look at.
Excuse me, Benson. Your first interview is here.
Thanks, Denise. Send them in.
Right this way.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Benson.
Benson Dubois. Born in Baltimore, the oldest of five children. Korean War veteran, butler to the Tate family, head of household affairs at the governor's mansion, budget director, and presently lieutenant governor.
Thank you for that stroll down memory lane. Have a seat.
Well,
I see you attended Yale.
No, my name is Yale.
All right, yeah. You attended
Harvard.
Yes, and you're from
Princeton, New Jersey.
Well, you must get kidded quite a bit about that.
About what?
Well, about your name being Yale, you went to Harvard and you're from Princeton.
And
I'm sorry I brought it up. Well, why don't you just tell me a little bit about yourself?
I thought you knew. I am in my 13th year of consecutive service in state government. I have served in the judicial as well as the legislative branches. And I am intrigued with the possibility of serving in the executive branch as your assistant.
Well, that's very nice, Mr. Whitney. But I'd like to know a little bit more about the inner Yale, the man behind the ambition, the education, the savoir-faire.
Well, all right. I'm a confirmed bachelor, an avid cat breeder, and the world's foremost authority on Imogene coca.
Well, it seems we've gone one question too far. Thank you very much. Oh, yes. Mr. Whitney, it's been nice talking to you. I'll be getting back to you.
Yes, my pleasure, and I look forward to working with you, Mr. Dubois. Good day.
Where does Clayton find these people?
Excuse me, Benson. Your next interview isn't here yet, and I have something important to tell you.
Oh, sure. Sure, sweetheart, come on in. Have a seat. Now, what's on your mind?
Ever since I was a little girl, I've had one dream. Now I have a chance to make it come true.
Well, if it's legal, do it.
Okay, here goes. I've been offered another job, Benson.
No. Well, you gonna take it?
Well, it's something I've always wanted. It's why I went to graduate school.
And where is it?
In space.
That's going to be a hell of a commute.
Not actually in space, in Houston, with NASA, with the space shuttle program.
Bet Pete must be proud.
Well, I haven't told him yet.
Well, don't you think you better? In a couple of months, he'll find out.
I don't know how he'll take it. He'll have to quit his job, too.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. Pete's talented. He'll find something to do in Houston.
You're right. I shouldn't worry.
I don't know what I'm going to do without you.
You better miss me.
I will. I may even pick up the phone and give you a call every now and then.
Oh, okay.
I am here, Benson. Oh, excuse me, Denise.
Well, I can't see you now, Cross. I'm waiting for my next appointment.
I know. I'm it.
What do you mean you're it? What does she mean she's it?
Miss Krause is interviewing for the job. She's on your list.
She's always been on my list.
Benson, here is my job application.
Are you saying you want to be my administrative assistant?
You got it. Now, interview me. Don't forget you have ever known me.
All righty. Who are you and what the Sam Hill are you doing in my office?
Could you be serious for 5 minutes?
All right, Krause. I need someone to keep me on schedule.
I am always on time.
Okay, I need somebody to organize my day.
I will wake you up in the morning and tuck you in at night.
I need an assistant, Krause, not a babysitter.
Look, the facts are, I know everybody in this place. I know how things operate around here, and I'm the only one tough enough to put up with you. What it boils down to is I can get the job done.
You can't even get the form done. You left some of these boxes blank.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Your birth date.
According to Ordinance 17, subsection A12 of the State Employment Code, I don't have to give that information.
Well, it's just as well. They don't have enough room to write in BC.
Come on, Benson. You know you can count on me.
You really serious about this?
Oh, Benson, I've outgrown my job. I want to do something with my life. I believe in this country and the way the government is run. This job would give me a chance to really participate in it.
I'll have to think about it. I wasn't expecting this. I have to admit, however, that you did such a wonderful job on the campaign. I promise I'll give you my serious consideration.
Thank you, Benson. I mean, Mr. Dubois. Mm.
Why me?
How did the interview go with Gretchen?
Terrible. She's just what I'm looking for.
Good morning, Benson.
Good morning, Krause. How's your new office?
Fine. Now listen up. Your meeting with the unemployment board has been postponed until tomorrow. You've been invited to the grand opening of the Fulton County Fair. I put the articles about public housing on your desk. Oh, and Nancy called about your dinner date tonight.
Oh, good, good. I'll call her right back.
Too late. I told her you can't make it.
You did what?
Benson, as your new administrative assistant, I have to keep your schedule in order.
My love life is not on that schedule.
Oh, I'm having such a good time. I promise I'm going to make you proud of me.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have made Nancy proud of me.
You're not going to Houston, and that is final.
We're
going to
think about it, and that's final.
Well, now that it's final, can I have my office?
Benson, would you please talk some sense into her?
Pete, leave me out of this.
Honey, Houston happens to be a terrific place to raise a family. And listen, we can live off my salary until you find a job.
Yo, how are we going to live off a woman's salary? We're going to be eating beans every day.
Oh. Well, I think we can do better than that at $56.5 a year.
That's your salary?
$56.5? Just because you know where Pluto is?
Petey, this is something I really want. Aren't you going to stand by me?
Oh, honey, wherever you go and make $56.5 a year.
Could you two do that outside somewhere?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Benson. Yeah. Thanks for helping us work this out.
Well, sure, Pete. Why else would my office be here?
Excuse me. Mr. Dubois, may I speak to you, please?
Oh, sure. Mr. Whitney, come on in.
I'm here about the administrative assistant job.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitney. I hired Gretchen Krause.
Which was a mistake.
Oh?
My credentials are superior, and I have seniority over this Krause woman.
But I like her better than I like you.
Despite your feelings toward me, should I desire this job, which I do, I have the legal right to assume it.
So?
If you don't give me the job, you will be in violation of the State Civil Service Employment Act, and I will be forced to file a grievance and possibly a lawsuit against you.
Well, I tell you what you do, Mr. Whitney. You file all the lawsuits you want. You can't force me to fire Gretchen Krause.
It's the law. Krause must go. I will report to work first thing in the morning. Good day.
Now, we'll see who reports to work first thing in the morning. Denise, get me personnel. Show that little twit who makes the decisions around here. There's nothing I can do about it. It's the law. Krause must go.
You have to hire this Yale character?
No, I think we ought to look on the bright side. He might well prove to be an excellent choice.
That's the bright side? Yale Whitney is a pompous, overbearing, obnoxious little snob.
Not to mention his impeccable credentials.
Who is probably after your job.
Let's bury the sucker.
You have wanted to see me, Benson?
Yes, Krause.
What's with them?
Have a seat, Krause.
First, I wanted to show you something. As long as I'm going to be a professional, I should be properly outfitted. See, those are my initials.
Yeah, that's very nice, Krause. Have a seat.
Should I take some notes?
No, that won't be necessary.
Well, before we get started, Benson, I just want to say I love what I'm doing. Thank you for giving me this chance.
Well, you deserve the chance, Krause. You're doing a terrific job.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, it doesn't change what I have to tell you.
Something wrong?
Yes, and I'm afraid there's nothing I can do about it. I have to let you go.
Let me go? Why? You said I was doing such a good job.
Well, you are. It's just that personnel is forcing me to hire some little twit whom they say has seniority over you.
So that's it? I'm out? Finished?
I don't like it any more than you do, Krause, but my hands are tied. There's no way around the rules.
That's okay, Benson. You don't owe me any explanations. I was probably aiming too high anyway.
Well, Krause, it doesn't have anything to do with your abilities.
You know what really ticks me off? I put my stupid initials on this stupid case. I mean, it would have made a really nice gift.
Krause! Damn. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Benson.
Denise, for your last day.
Thank you, Benson. They're beautiful. Oh, Yale is waiting for you in your office.
I wish he'd go to Houston. He's such a geek.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Morning, Yale.
Morning, sir. Coffee?
No, thanks.
Cream?
No, thanks.
Sugar?
Would sign language help? No, thanks. Come on, let's get down to business.
Fine.
Call the state disability office.
State disability office?
And ask someone to look into Carmine McSweeney's case. He's been having a problem receiving his disability checks.
Shouldn't he use the appropriate channels for inquiry first?
He has. But apparently he's getting the runaround and he needs the money.
Well, where's his state rep?
Out of the country. What is this, Yale? 60 minutes?
Very well, I'll take care of it. Check into McSweeney case, although it's a waste of time.
Tomorrow, the governor and I have a meeting with the Highway Safety Board.
Oh, good. Now I look forward to attending that and working with the governor.
You won't be there, Yale. I will.
But, sir, I am an airbag expert.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me. Tomorrow, I want you to represent me at the dedication ceremony for the Beagle Street halfway house.
That is an unacceptable assignment.
This isn't multiple choice, Yale.
I know what you're trying to do. You resent the fact that I replaced your friend Krause, so you're trying to punish me by keeping me away from the important issues.
I consider the halfway house an important issue.
It's a flop house for bums.
Good, then you'll be right at home.
Issues like that have no political value.
Social issues happen to interest me. Didn't you follow my campaign? It's no secret what I believe in.
But that's just standard campaign rhetoric.
I happen to have meant it.
Let me tell you something. With your approach to politics, you're not going anywhere. And if you're not going anywhere, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, yes, you are. You're going to the Beagle Street halfway house.
I'm not so sure that being your assistant is worth my time and effort.
Just for the record, would you mind clarifying that last statement?
Gladly. I resign.
I accept.
Goodbye.
That's a wrap. Thank you, Mr. Whitney. It hasn't been nice, but hallelujah, it's been short. What are you doing, Krause?
The only thing I guess I'll ever do, clean up after people.
Don't bother.
Oh, I don't care. It's part of my job.
As administrative assistant?
Don't tease me, Benson.
Well, suit yourself. I just thought you might still be interested in the job. Yale quit.
The twit quit? Are you serious? Why?
Don't ask questions, Krause. Just take the job before he comes back.
Oh, thank you, Benson. Oh, if you weren't my boss, I'd give you a great big kiss right on the mouth.
Thank God I hired her.
Hey, honey. Great party, huh? Food, dancing, women in low-cut dresses.
Leaving's gonna be harder than I thought. Maybe we should just stay here with our friends.
It's okay, honey. Besides, at 56.5 a year, we'll make new friends.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh. Well, come on in, Pard. Denise, just a little upset.
You know, look at it this way, Denise. You're going to Houston, you could be wearing a spacesuit.
What's the matter? Don't you like the party?
Oh, it's a great party, isn't it, Pete?
Yeah, it's great. It's too bad you couldn't get more cheese curls.
Well, I thought 10 pounds would be enough.
Here they are, Clayton. I knew we'd find them if we followed the cheese curl crumbs.
You two trying to sneak out without saying goodbye.
Oh, well, it's been a long day, and we have a lot to do tomorrow, so.
Yeah, you can just tell everybody that we said thanks a lot.
Well, I guess this must be our Wiedersehen. Remember, we love you.
I just want you to remember that no matter how far away you two are, you'll always be in our thoughts and in our hearts.
Thank you, Governor.
I write you every day, okay?
Sure, honey.
Goodbye, Liebling.
Well, enough of sentiment. Let's get practical. If you need any contact, I have a host of friends in Texas, and as a matter of fact, there was an Endicott at the Alamo.
Selling ladders to the other side, no doubt.
Peter.
Clayton.
Denise.
Clayton.
Remember, you two, invest in real estate.
Well, honey, I think I'll just go bring that car around. Benson?
Pete?
Yep. Benson, about that $20 I owe you.
Yes?
Sure would make a nice going away gift.
I miss you, Pete. You're an original.
You're not so bad yourself, guy.
I guess this is it.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss that smiling face of yours.
I don't feel very much like smiling.
this were the movies, I'd have the exact proper thing to say. And all I can think of is it's going to be mighty lonely around here without you.
Oh, Benson, I don't want to say goodbye.
Well, how about see you later?
Yeah, I like that.
Look out, Houston.